The Legends Radio Network now presents Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Webb.
Well, the program is Lyrics and Legends. We brought in a good friend of mine from Amarillo, Texas, who happens to be part of our Legends Radio Network, Ben Parks.
Hey, Gary. Good afternoon.
Ben is in charge of our, or his, how do we phrase that?
Well, it's ours. We're sort of all technically involved in this project.
It's your baby.
I birthed the thing.
Part of the Legends Radio Network, a little operation called American Cowboy Radio, and we have designated you the illustrious music or sound wrangler.
Well, I title myself the sound wrangler and the... I guess I'm the founder in chief, something like that. I originated it, founded it, and birthed the idea, and so it's been an interesting project. I never expected that it would come as far as it has in such a short time, and the vision that I'm getting for it is one that, if it comes to pass, it'll be amazing, and if it hasn't, we haven't hurt anybody.
And it's really gaining some steam and growing in popularity. American Cowboy Radio was birthed out of a little permit in a little town in West Texas,
Guthrie, Texas. You and your technical partner, Jim Turvaville, told me one afternoon that you had a construction permit to build a radio station in Guthrie, Texas.
And what the heck are we going to do?
What are we going to do with it? We're going to just have to let it expire. There's nothing there. And like an old hound dog, my ears picked up. I just perked up whenever I heard that. And it's like, did you say Guthrie, Texas? Yeah. Well, I want it. And the question has been asked, are you crazy?
And the answer is,
well,
yes.
I've never been diagnosed, but I consider myself a carrier. So the opportunity came up for that, and I have always been infatuated with the cowboy culture, the cowboy genre, the music, the stories, the romance behind them, the tragedies that are behind the cowboy music. It's Americana. It's the West. And the opportunity came up for this station. I found a station years ago. I'm more or less a product of top 40 country and top 40 rock and pop. And so there were artists and musicians and songs that I'd never heard before, and I found a little station, an online station out of San Luis Obispo or Watsonville, California, called Cowboy Cultural Society. And Laura Ellen was the promoter, the developer of that, and she introduced me to artists that I'd never heard of. As I said, I lived a rather sheltered musical life, and Guy Clark, Townes Van Sant, the Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Tom Russell, John Pine, those folks, I learned a whole new series of music that was out there, and the cowboy, the R.W. Hampton, of course, Red Steagall, everybody knows him from this part of the country, but seeing what a prominent figure he is in that genre really gave me a new affinity for that music, that culture. I'm not a cowboy, but grew up close to it. I've got cousins, first cousins, that were out on the LX and the Bivens Coldwater Ranch out in the 70s and spent a lot of time out there with them. I've been at Brandings. I've helped them work cattle and gone home smelling like I've been pretty close to that burning hide. So I understand the culture. I understand the real American cowboy. And my desire, when you guys mentioned you had the construction permit, I thought, where could be a better place than Guthrie, Texas, to have a flagship radio station broadcasting true, authentic American cowboy music?
Now, you and I get the connection to Guthrie, but there may be people that don't. So tell us the significance of Guthrie, Texas.
Well, let's lay a little Texas geography on you first here. Guthrie is about 90 miles east of Lubbock, 60 miles south of Childress. As Doc Blodgett down at the Four Sixes Ranch likes to say, it's in the big ranch country of West Texas. The county itself has the population of approximately 260, 270 people. The city of Guthrie has about 160 people. And if you live in King County, chances are you work at some of the big ranches out there. There's others, but the Pitchfork, the Tongue River, and, of course, the Four Sixes is the headquarters at Guthrie, Texas. And all those ranches' histories date back to the 1870s. They're heritage ranches. Most of them are still owned by the founding families that founded them in the 1880s, 1870s. So it's true ranching country where the cowboys still work cattle by horses. And it's just a beautiful part of the country, but it's very sparsely populated.
So it's a natural tie-in for American Cowboy Radio and for Legends Radio Network to have that operating out of there. And it's I think it's significant that you were able to recognize that that was where the heart of this thing needed to be located.
It really has been. We pursued the opportunity to put the broadcast facility at the county broadcast tower that they use for their sheriff's department and road department, and had a meeting with the county commissioners and then introduced ourselves to the local folks. And that's where the question came up, are you crazy? How are you going to make a radio station operate in Guthrie, Texas? It's the second least populated county in Texas and the third least populated county in the United States. And the question came up as to my sanity, but I said that we did a lot of research and we determined that if we were in the second least populated county, we had doubled our chances of success versus being in the least populated county. But we've been embraced there. Honestly, I approached it about, man, this is great. These people are going to give me a place on the map. And as it's turned out, the county, the community, the folks there have embraced the radio station. I can't be more appreciative of how they have welcomed us into the community down there.
We're going to give everybody a little taste of American Cowboy Radio. And you drug a friend of ours down from the big city with you, Ed Montana. Thanks for joining us, Ed.
It's good to be here, Gary.
We've talked to you a time or two.
Oh, we've had a ball here.
And we've got some more stuff we want to talk to you about in a little bit. But American Cowboy Radio, tell me what you think about that, man.
It is unbelievable. And like Ben's been talking about, the response, he traveled with us on a couple of events, and we've become running partners. And everywhere you go, oh, those are the songs I don't even get to hear anymore. And where is it? And the cowboy culture, the lifestyle, the spur makers, the bitten spur makers, the saddle makers, the ranch guys, they say, yeah, those are the songs that Grandpa used to play and hum. And, you know, the old when an accordion and an upright bass and acoustic guitar and a fiddle.
We're not going to get accordion jokes again, are we?
Well, we can. We can go there.
Well, let's save that for a little bit.
Drop of an accordion.
Could pull something out of your hat there, and let's hear a little ACR flavor.
Well, here's a song that was written on Route 66, as a matter of fact. Gene Autry and Smiley Burnett had been up in Chicago. And just after they hit the border out there, Texas, New Mexico, in the panhandle, the little drop-off that goes down through those canyons, this is all a legend of a story. They said that's how it came to be. When evening chores are over at our ranch house in the hills, all I have to do is lay around. I'll saddle up my old pony and go riding down the trail just to watch that desert sun go down. Riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down. It's a picture no artist e'er could paint. Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere. I hear a coyote howling for its mate. I'll tell you folks, it's heaven to be riding down the trail just to watch that desert sun go. Down. right here on American Cowboy Radio.
That's the way it works. That's great. Thank you, Ed.
All right. In the studio with us, Ed Montana from Amarillo, Texas, along with Ben Parks, the music wrangler from American Cowboy Radio, sound wrangler. And Spotlight's on American Cowboy Radio, and Ed Montana's kind enough to come down and join with us. We're going to talk a little more about Ed here in a little bit because he's had some wild, crazy stuff going on.
He's had some pretty good spotlights on him recently.
He has. Yeah. But right now, we're going to visit a little bit more about American Cowboy Radio, Ben.
So. Well, Gary, kind of like I said, I wanted, when continuing with the Cowboy Cultural Society story, the lady that I mentioned, Laura Ellen, she passed away. And that station, as things happened, the music went away. And so I started searching for it. And there's really not a constant source for that genre or that format of music. You can find a playlist. You can build your own playlist, however you want to do it. But the location and opportunity for the music, I never found a satisfactory source for. And when the opportunity to build the radio station in Guthrie came along, I decided that would be a great outlet for the cowboy music format that I wanted to take care of. So I've patterned my format after what Laura Ellen had on Cowboy Cultural Society. There's and it's been very well received. As I said, there are playlists you can find, but to find a source for this music, it's been an interesting reception because what we have, through my experience with the folks here at the Legends, has been I've learned how to build a radio station, not just a playlist. We have, of course, the cowboy songs, the old cowboy songs, the new cowboy songs, poetry, stories. But we don't just play one after another. We intersperse that with sound bites from old John Wayne movies, Tombstone, the Cowboys, and a lot of fun things there, sound bites from old television shows, television theme songs.
Flipper.
Just a Flipper. Where are you going to hear the Petticoat Junction theme song? Now think back on that, fellas.
I know that one. I'm familiar.
So, but it's been an interesting ride, and as I said, I never thought I'd go as far as I've gone. I've had the opportunity to be introduced to folks, joined several organizations, the International Western Music Association. I made their convention and awards ceremony in Albuquerque in November and met some great folks, as we just heard last week or a few weeks ago, whenever it played, the Lisa Sutton interview, Lynn Anderson's daughter, was introduced to her by Red Steagall. And interesting thing there had the opportunity there to spend some time with Lisa Sutton as she's building the project in recognition of Lynn Anderson's 50th anniversary with I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. And her videographer that's documenting that for Sony is a fellow named Jay Buckley Ford. He's Tennessee Ernie Ford's son. So had a great time visiting with them, learning about some history there. Felt like I was in country music royalty.
Yeah, well, talk a little bit about this guy on your right, too.
When Ed Montana caught wind of my project, it was still in its infancy, and he approached me and just embraced it and has been a source not just for music but a source of advice. And he's also been one of the best promoters for the radio station you could ever find. He's introduced me to folks literally all over the world and have some great listeners that are friends of his, and it's just starting to mushroom out just on the back of Ed Montana's reputation. So I've really enjoyed that relationship there.
All right.
We've had a ball together, and thank you, Ben. And he's also a fine videographer and photographer.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. That reminds Colonel me Ben. Colonel Ben followed you. Y'all kind of got hooked up, and you got a very distinguished honor here lately. I think it's probably time we ought to get into this part of the
You want to talk about Nashville?
Yeah. Well, all right. It was
nothing happened there that can't leave Nashville. It's not like
telling you what. It's like a dream. It was a dream come true, a 50-year goal. You know, my sister and her husband flew up from Las Cruces, met us there, and she said, "Remember those papers we drew as little kids on crayons? And I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. I want to do this." She said, "Yours here," and she had it. That's I want to be a singer on the Grand Ole Opry. Wow. 11 years old, written in Crayola.
And she hung on to that for us.
She said, look at here, what's happening? That's, yeah, that was amazing. My good friend, and you've got to know him and become buddies, Joey Mishkulin, the accordion player.
Yes, sir.
With Riders in the Sky.
Riders in the Sky.
Yeah. He grew up playing polka music, yeah, along with my father. He owns my father's Pancordion, the same kind of accordion that Lawrence Welk played and Myron Florin played and Frankie Yankovic played. He's got a collection of them. And so we grew up together playing that kind of music, and he put this together. He started telling me about 5 years ago, one of these days I'm going to get you on the Opry. And it's one of those, yeah, it's a yeah, sure. And I didn't bug him about it. How about next week? You know, that kind of stuff. But about a year and a half ago, he said, hey, I've got things working just right. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, as well as Riders in the Sky. He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a producer. He's won three or four numerous Grammy Awards for the Toy Story soundtracks, right, and sure, thing. He's a brilliant producer and does a lot of things with Disney, Pixar, and so on. And he called and said, hey, are you going to be home next Monday? Yeah, we'll be home. Well, I'll be there about 9 o'clock. I'll call you. I got something I can't talk right now. So Monday the 4th of December, he called and said, hey, Mr. Grand Ole Opry. What? Wife was there. And he said, yep, be ready. Can you be? How about Saturday night the 14th? And what I said was probably, you can't say on the radio. But it was he said, no, I'll be here. Oh, my goodness. Hung up the phone and didn't sleep that night. But a wish came true.
Now, talk a little bit about that, because that's always interested me, not that I've ever even dreamed about having aspirations of being on the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, do they say?
And he says, oh, by the way, it's at the Ryman.
At the Ryman. So the original, yeah.
The original place. And so Ben and I have been talking and promoting the American Cowboy Radio, or ACR, as we like to say. Anyhow, he said, hey, what do you think? I said, why don't you come with us? And he said, I would like to go, and I wanted him to come. So we flew on the same airplane, he and I and my wife and another couple from Amarillo.
Weehawken Airlines. It's a cheap plug for Weehawken Airlines.
That's right.
We had a great time.
Folks from California, from Salinas, came out to be there, from the rodeo where I play, and my sisters and from Las Cruces came. And the man who built these beautiful Gallagher guitars, he and his wife.
It had an entourage of 10 people out there.
And we got there Friday and up and down the streets in the hotel. And everywhere we went, within a moment or two of being in there, the band or the duo or whoever was playing, hey, we got a guy in here that's going to be playing at the Ryman tomorrow night. Well, let's get it. And I look around and Ben looks at me, what? I didn't do anything. Yeah, he did.
Just call me a seed planter.
Colonel Ben. So, yeah, we had a great, great time. And then our record producer, who's done all the CDs that y'all graciously play on Legends, and Ben plays on ACR, he came. He was there and sat out front, and Gary Carter, the steel player with Connie Smith, and they sat out front, and it was just an unbelievable. He walked me over during the day. Zach Rundquist did. He said, okay, here's...
Zach's been a guest on the program,
right,
with us. Yeah.
He said, now here's the alley. Here's the door you'll go in. Here's Jack's Barbecue and Joyce Mishkulin. He said, you got to go to Jack's Barbecue first. That's tradition. You come out of there, go up the steps, and the alley's 10 feet wide, and there's all kinds of stories in that little alley. Because Tootsie's is down there, and Jack's Barbecue is here, and that's where the Everly Brothers were one night singing, bye-bye, love, bye-bye, sitting there singing that, and Chet Atkins walked out and heard him, hey, what's your boy's name?
Phil and Don.
Yeah, the rest is history. So he said, you go in here, your name will be on the list, you go up on that stage. And then we went around, took pictures in the front of it.
You played with...
With Riders.
With Riders, okay. So what was the first song you did?
Dos Rios.
All right. We have heard that on here, but I would love to hear it again.
Cowboy song.
Let me
preface that for just a minute.
Okay.
Ed closed out the program that evening for the Grand Ole Opry, and following Steve Warner, Kathy Mattea, all the regulars, the banjo player,
Mike Snyder. John Connolly.
I mean, it was a who's who night. It was a nice show.
The A little gal named Connie Smith.
Yeah, she's
I've heard of her.
Connie's goodness. Probably going to make it in the music business, I feel like.
She sticks with it.
So the writers had a set, and then they went into one of those Martha Whiteflower commercials or Humana or something they were promoting there.
Yeah.
And then the writers came back out, and they reset the stage again, and Ed's off in the wings, and Joy makes the introduction that I think we'll be playing that later in the program here, but Joy makes that introduction, and Ed comes out and plugs his guitar in, and there is like a hush fell over the auditorium there. And when he made that first strum of the first chord of Dos Rios, there was just a silence in that room, and he owned the Grand Ole Opry that night. So it's really an honor to be there. I was back and forth taking pictures through the whole thing and posting on his Facebook as to everybody's wanting to know, have I missed it? Have I missed it? Where can I hear it? So I was sending links, and then once it started, he owned the world there for the length of his program, 8 minutes. So go ahead.
That was incredible. On an ocean of prairie, on the Santa Fe Trail, where the spirits of cowboys and the coyotes wail, hear the creaks of the wagons as they roll on so slow, past poor Mr. Watkins, who lays there so cold. This is Dos Rios out in New Mexico, where the Canadian River and the Cimarron flow. There's always a cowboy, so you're never alone here at Dos Rios, the place we call home. Now you can still hear the whistles of the freight trains roll by, past cactus and thistle, beneath that hot prairie sky. But sometimes the cold winds of the winter come soon, you'd swear it's December in the middle of June. Yeah, this is Dos Rios out in New Mexico, where the Canadian River and the Cimarron flow. There's always a cowboy, so you're never alone here at Dos Rios, the place we call home. Siesta en Vaqueros, nunca estés solo, aquí en Dos Rios, the place we call home. On an ocean of prairie, on the Santa Fe Trail.
The program is Lyrics and Legends, Ed Montana, yes, in the studio. I love that song every time I hear it. Thank usually you. If I hear that, I'll take a little clip and text it to you. You've seen me do that a
yes,
time or two.
Yes, I have. And, thank you every time.
I don't always do that, but I'm like, that is so cool. I love the song.
Yeah, and a funny thing, afterwards, I finished the song and floated off the stage. I mean, it was tears in my eyes welled up, and standing in the wings over, because they were, okay, don't do do do. They did Happy Trails, Goodnight, and Thank You. The writers did.
Yeah.
And they talked about it. Said, dang, that's a cowboy song, you know, and that kind of stuff. It was just, everyone was so kind. So I get off to the stage right in the wings. My wife's there, and Connie Smith, John Conley, Steve Warner, Kathy Mattea, Ben's taking pictures, Mike Snyder, and everyone in a group hug, like you're huddling. And John Conley said, oh, wow, man, that's awesome, son. You'll be back here. And Connie says, yes, you're part of the family now. That was incredible. And Kathy Mattea says, she said, I was playing along here on the side. She said, I've played out there a lot on that center mic. I've never played one of my songs. You sang one of yours on your first time.
Wow. That is pretty...
it was overwhelming. It went by in a blur. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, before Ed came up, we had to widen the front door so he could get his head in.
The return trip on Weehawken Airlines, they charged him for 3 seats.
So in the studio with us, Ben Parks, our sound wrangler for our American Cowboy Radio Network, and also Ed Montana. We've been kind of having the focus on American Cowboy Radio Network. That thing is really gaining traction, and especially now we do have that little signal down there in Guthrie in the King County.
Guthrie, Texas, yes.
But
home the 4-6s, the Pitchfork, the Tongue River ranches that are world renowned. They group together in the fall, have a return to the Remuda horse sale, and sell ranch trained horses that another rancher, another cowboy can come buy a horse there and start working cattle next week instead of having to go through all the motions. So it's the folks fly in, come in, bring in campers from literally from all over the country. And internationally, they have a private landing strip at Guthrie 4-6's ranch does that is capable of any Learjet or King Air or anything that flies short of a 737 lands there. It's instrument rated landing strip, but you got to have an appointment to land at their airport.
Yeah, so some of our cowboy buddies at the Tongue River, who they just won the Fort Worth Stock Show. The Ranch Rodeo Competition at the beginning of that big 21-day-long Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. But Josh Hossel, Elwin McCleskey, and the guys, and they are some of these trainers of these beautiful ranch horses. And that's down there at the grounds of the powerhouse, the megawatt juggernaut that it is.
And the good thing about this, too, is, I mean, people hear Guthrie, Texas radio station, and, you know, we obviously can't.
They all snicker.
Yeah, but you can get that online, which is really
AmericanCowboyRadio.com. It's just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, cowboy stories, poetry, music. 6 times a day, a little up-and-coming movie actor, been kind enough to do the Pledge of Allegiance for us 6 times a day at noon, 8 and 6, midnight, 8 and 6.
Anybody
midnight, else? 8 and 4, pardon me. John Wayne is his name.
All right. So call John. John, say, Duke, we need somebody to do that.
Duke's proud to be doing the pledge for us down there, and it's just a well-received sound. It's by design, it's still in a growth phase. Haven't done a major listener push. One of these days, something's going to happen that will cause it to go viral. Not quite ready for that, but soon we will be.
And I have friends in Innsbruck, Austria, Nuremberg, Germany, Munich, that it's playing right now on their computers. It is on mine up at the Coors Warehouse. It's playing, and some of the younger guys at our company, you know, they're in their late 20s, early 30s. Hey, I know that song. My dad used to hum that, or, you know, right. And you'll hear Ernest Tubb, or you'll hear John Wayne, the Duke. I Pledge Allegiance, or as those clips from the movies are. Incredible. Slap some bacon on a biscuit. Let's go. We're burning daylight.
From the Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly. And it's real simple. It's online, and you can click on, you can see who's playing the song and everything. And it's not a DJ after each song where you listen to a DJ do all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's just, and poetry, Baxter Black will be a funny, Waddy Mitchell, Andy Hedges. Guys, it's just incredible. It's really neat.
Yeah, Andy Hedges, Baxter Black have been guests on Lyrics and Legends.
Yeah, and Andy, he does the recitation of the Red Cow.
The Old Red Cow.
The Old Red Cow. Oh, my goodness. I've heard it 100 times, and I laugh every time.
But we're coming along. We're
Your train?
My train's out of the station.
Was that a little reference to...
Well, his daytime occupation.
His daytime job. Tell us what your daytime job is.
Well, I've had the pleasure for about 22 years now being in the employ of Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway as a lot of things. Was in management for a while, but really blessed to be a locomotive engineer driving freight trains.
You're a real engineer. Because we have an engineer here.
Engineer Wrangler right there.
Oh, Jim and I knew each other before either one of us were engineers, and we took different tracks to get to where we're at. But,
different tracks.
Jim.
Oh, you're tying this together.
Jim deals with music tracks, and I deal with the steel tracks. So it's been an interesting friendship of ours since 1982.
All right. Well, and giving a shout-out to Jim, too, we go back to about 91, maybe 90. I don't know. You can do the math on that. We'll call it 90. But anyway, so the whole deal that kicked this whole thing off, some people may not be familiar with the story of the Legends Radio Network, but I feel like this is a good place
good
to throw
to
that in.
Good time to talk about yourselves.
People Jim ask me, isn't he the car guy from
Wheeler? The car guy from Wheeler,
Well, how did that happen?
Here we go.
Now we're going to find out.
So what happened is I took my grandkids to Disney World on vacation, and we're down there, and the little one isn't quite big enough to go on, the rides with the older ones. So Grandma and I, Mimi and I better not say Grandma, volunteer to keep her and stay at the pool and hang out while the older ones go play. And my phone rings, and I'm like, what in the world is Jim Turville calling me while I'm on vacation from Florida for? And he says, well, there is a permit for a radio station in Shamrock, Texas.
I see a pattern here. There's a permit.
Yeah. And he said, these guys are not going to get this built, and I think if we make them an offer, we may have a chance of picking up a radio station. And I'm thinking the whole time, I'm like, this is never going to happen. But
had you thought about radio station?
No.
So out of the clear blue?
It was pretty much out of the clear. Oh, he's going to defend himself.
Now we're going to get the real.
Jim is on the radio.
I'm not going to interrupt the story, but Gary hung around me back in the 90s when I was a contract engineer, and because he was a board insurance salesman. And he'd ride around with me when I went to work at Towers. And so I've kind of infected him during that time period with what it was I'd done.
I got that.
And
virus
so there
too.
Was a little bit of radio blood.
Yeah,
in
I had
already.
A chance to do a little DJ and all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't cold turkey that I mentioned it to Gary, but it was really out of the blue.
And right? It was also...
What did he say to you when you told him?
He laughed.
It was also a 30-year relationship, too, and he's like, I think we can get this. And I was like, whatever number you got in mind, take some off and see what they say. And 20 minutes later, Jim called back, and he said, well, I guess we own a radio station. So
wow.
I'm thinking, I'm a 70s guy, so I'm thinking the whole time we're going to do classic rock, we're going to do all this stuff.
Casey Kasem.
And I was a kid of the 70s in high school, and so I was big in the top 40 stuff, too. And, and we had a fire favorite channel on XM radio we liked, and so we started developing a format and patterning it after that.
I think we even took a trip to Colorado and listened all the way up there and this is what we want to do. So we get within...
And the call letters for the radio station.
The original
KSNZ for this Legends radio station. And it meant Sunny 92.9. We were going to call it Sunny 92.9 and
he
play
liked it. I didn't like
top 40.
It.
We would have argued about it. But.
We would argue. But anyway, he would have won. But so we got the permit, and then within a month of when we were ready to go on the air, we had our library and everything. One of the other local stations switched to our format, and we're like
a station that had played contemporary Christian music for 20 years
a week beforehand switches
flipped
to
classic top 40.
And so I was like, what are we gonna do? And so we put our heads together, and we were like, there's really nobody out there playing the country music that we grew up listening to. And we give credit to God, really, for everything that every step along the way.
As it should be.
Got a story behind every step of it.
So. I mean, every time, nothing came early, but nothing came too late. I mean, when we needed a building, somebody came up and said, hey, I got a building if you guys need a place to go. When we needed we actually put this thing on a 40-foot flagpole because we had to have it on air by April 1st or we're going to lose the permit, called one of my friends at the power company and said, hey, we need somebody to just come hang this antenna. Four trucks show up, and we get this antenna hung. Anyway, one step after another. And,
wow.
You know, our idea of doing classic rock would have probably not worked.
You'd have been off the air by now.
Yeah, but the format that we came up with, I mean, filled something that nobody else was doing, and it's really worked well.
Yes, thank God.
And there's a bit of humor, since God does have a good sense of humor. I looked in the mirror this morning. We did end up making a big circle and ended up with a little station that we play classic rock on. So,
So I still got my classic rock station I get to listen to every now and then. Just thank God we don't have to depend on it to pay the bills. But anyway, so that was a rabbit trail we got off on there.
Wow, that's great. But for people that have, now I can tell them.
Yeah, people that have wondered about that, that's kind of how all this came to be. And man, we're excited that. And it's growing still. We've still got stuff on the horizon that's coming up that we.
And Legends 92.9 is east side of the Panhandle, correct?
Correct.
Shamrock, Wheeler, Canadian.
Elk City, Sayre, yeah. Mm-hmm. Down Wellington.
Right.
So, yeah, eastern side of the Panhandle.
And
we've
Amarillo,
always,
103.9
in Amarillo. And, of course, we have translators in Elk City and Canadian to help get over those little.
They don't understand Texan?
Little hill, yeah. They have translators. So, anyway, it's growing. We've got other stuff coming up that we probably don't need to get into yet, but we're not done.
Well, we're sure glad.
And,
In our warehouse, Tony Lamb from the Frying Pan Ranch, he's back there. Hey, listen to this one. He's got it turned on.
So we, when we named our corporation, we're trying to figure out what, and we're like, well, I said, Jim, this will never work because somebody surely got this claimed already. I said, let's see if Route 66 Media is available because we're in Shamrock. And
right.
He's like, nobody's got it. So we got Route 66 Media. So, I mean, we're going to be on from Elk City,
Elk City, all the way to Amarillo, down
Route 66. So it's worked out pretty well for us.
That's funny. Nobody had that name.
It is. Man, we need to hear another song. Do we have something from the Opry we want to insert here? All right. Ben, you can probably intro this better than me since you were there.
As I said, Riders, if you're familiar with the Opry, the host group for the hour comes on, and the Riders was the host group. And then a couple of other folks came out and performed. In fact, Kathy Matea preceded the final segment. And Mike Terry, the announcer, he gives the comments going into this, and he really did a great job of introducing the relationship between Ed and Joy, and then I think you'll enjoy what you're about to hear.
From Nashville, this is the Grand Ole Opry. It is presented by Humana on the Legend, 650 AM WSM, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. A little history for you here tonight. We're going to go back to 1925. In 1925, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company started its own radio station. That was right here in Nashville. And they called it WSM. Now, those call letters, WSM, they stood for the company's motto, "We Shield Millions." Today, Humana shields more than 13 million Americans nationwide, and that includes over 4 million people with Medicare. You deserve the very best life has to offer. That includes a healthy and happy life, filled with family, friends, and activities. Humana insurance plans, including Medicare, individual, dental, vision, and life, can all be a valuable part of that future, providing you with the coverage you need, as well as extra services designed to enhance your life, mind, body, and spirit. To learn more about Humana, visit humana.com. Humana, proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Grand Ole Opry, a true American tradition. Speaking of true American traditions, once again, Riders in the Sky.
Hey, hey. Hey,
hey. Ranger Doug, introduce me.
No, I'm just talking to Ranger Doug. This is going to be a very, very special moment for me, a special moment for Riders in the Sky, and I know it'll be a very, very special moment for not only you, but for this gentleman that I'm going to bring on. I've known him since he was about 7 years old, playing in his father's band in Detroit, Michigan. He always impressed me how good he was as a musician. He went from Detroit out west, became the leader of the Coors Cowboy Band, which he is right now. Let's bring on my great friend. His name is Ed Montana, with a nice round of applause. Hey,
wow. Thank you, Joey. Thank you, Riders. Wow, to say this is an honor is an understatement. All my friends back home in Amarillo, Texas. Yeah. That's cowboy country. We're going to play a cowboy song. Everything in this tune is true except what I made up. You know, up in the northeast corner of New Mexico, there's a place called the Dos Rios Ranch, where the grass grows tall and the water runs clear and cool. Well, this past June, we were up there gathering cattle, and we quit early one afternoon, and Jerry asked Captain Horn and myself if we'd ride up on a ridge with him and look down upon God's creation. Why, you know, from up there on high, you can still see the tracks of the Santa Fe Trail cutting through the prairie. Even a mark or two where some of those rugged pioneers didn't quite make it. Oh, it's a special place. Well, this song will tell you about what happened the rest of that afternoon up there on the ranch. On an ocean of prairie, on the Santa Fe Trail, where the spirits of cowboys and the coyotes wail. Hear the creaks of the wagons as they roll on so slow, past poor Mr. Watkins, who lays there so cold. Oh, this is Dos Rios out in New Mexico, where the Canadian River and the Cimarron flow. There's always a cowboy, so you're never alone. Here at Dos Rios, the place we call home, now you can still hear the whistles of the freight trains roll by, past cactus and thistle, beneath that hot prairie sky. But sometimes a cold wind of the winter comes soon. You'd swear it's December in the middle of June. Now this is Dos Rios out in New Mexico, where the Canadian River and the Cimarron flow. There's always a cowboy, so you're never alone. Well, here at Dos Rios, the place we call home, it's a land full of history, where hard work and sweat paid your toll. Once you make the rock crossing, it's onward the wagons will roam. Here at Dos Rios, out in New Mexico, where the Canadian River
and the Cimarron flow. There's always a cowboy, so you're never alone here in Dos Rios, the place we call home. Siesta on the carols, nunca este solo, aquí en Dos Rios, the place we call home. On an ocean of prairie, on the Santa Fe Trail.
Ed Montana, Amarillo, Texas.
How about that? A letter from the Big Sky Country right there.
Yes, indeed. That was fine.
That was fine, Ranger Doug. That's good cowboy music.
That's the real deal.
That's good. That's good cowboy music right there.
Guess it's time for us to saddle up and ride on down the trail.
That's not a song about cheating on your wife and sitting on the bar stool.
No. Keying up your boyfriend's truck.
No, that's not an answer.
Not going to happen out west.
Although I'm in favor of all those things. But
in the proper style. Till we meet again, all of us, to all of you.
Happy trails to you.
Everybody sing with us. Come on.
Until we meet again.
I was just kidding. That's okay.
Happy trails.
Everybody began to sway back and forth.
He's smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. And happy trails to you and you.
And you too, lonely little cell phone light.
Till we meet.
And my friends, never take a sleeping pill and a laxative at the same time.
Folks, don't worry. If you do, you'll just sleep like a baby.
Always drink upstream from the herd.
And may the horse be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Grand Ole Opry stars, Riders in the Sky. This portion of the Grand Ole Opry was brought to you by Humana. Let Humana take the guesswork out of Medicare. Explore the issues, get the facts. Humana's there to help. Humana, proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Grand Ole Opry. This is the Grand Ole Opry, presented by Humana on the Legend, 650 AM, WSM Nashville, and to Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends, we're back with Ed Montana. Ed, thanks for being here with us. And,
you bet. My pleasure.
Appreciate you riding down with my buddy Ben Parks. Ben, so this vision you had of this radio station out in the middle of West Texas has come full circle and on the air and online. Tell us.
Well, the cowboy genre is worldwide. Ed's really done a great job of illustrating where all that's at. He's experienced it. I haven't yet. Ed's illustrated to me the popularity of cowboy all over the world. And anywhere you go in the world and you say the word cowboy, they don't think Brazilian, they don't think Argentina, they don't think Australian. They think American cowboy and then secondarily Texas cowboy. So the authenticity that having Guthrie, Texas for a flagship station gives me is just invaluable. It's just unbelievably a solid rock foundation for that. As we were in our embryonic stages here, we're shopping for the call letters, the FCC four-letter call sign that starts with a K west of the Mississippi River. And naturally, we were pursuing KACR for our brand, American Cowboy Radio. And as fate would have it, it did exist, and went into an attempt to make some negotiations to share the letters with a very small, low-power community radio station in Alameda, California. Alameda Community Radio owns KACR. And they immediately heard that we were rich Texans, and so they forwarded us to their entertainment attorney. who has negotiated these things before, so we would all be in very good hands because he's done this before. And he said he's done them for six figures, and they weren't stick figures either. And so we sought other opportunities and shopped around, and there's a website that the FCC has that is very archaic and hard to use, but we found KJAG was occupied by a Coast Guard cutter of some sort, Coast Guard vessel. But there's a little tag there on the bottom of the FCC's page that says, if you'd like this call sign, contact us. Contact the Coast Guard. Well, the Jaguars are the great football team at Guthrie Independent School District, are the Jaguars. And so I thought, that would be a great one. And within a 8-hour period, we contacted the Coast Guard. They released the call sign back to the FCC. We secured it, and after a 1-week gestation period, we gave birth to KJAG, the Guthrie, Texas Jaguar radio station. And so these things that are meant to be evolve around. Folks in Guthrie probably not aware of that story, but that's how KJAG came to be an entity. You don't just pick it from the tree. But the brand itself, I decided I might have something there. And I did a lot of research when I named it American Cowboy Radio, Gary. Couldn't find any reference to that, any other people using it online, and decided to protect my brand. And as brands go, you protect your brand, and you ride for the brand, and you protect your brand. And contacted an attorney, and he specializes in patents and trademarks, and he said it will never work. It's too generic. And so I said, okay, I think it will, but we'll try. And as it was, he did the research, and he came back to me a week later and said, well, he said, I find you may have a chance. There's American Catholic Radio, there's American Public Radio, American Trucker Radio, and then the icing on the cake was there is a American Lawyer Talk Radio. So he said, you know, if we can have ours, maybe you can have yours. And did the research. Nobody has ever applied for American Cowboy Radio permit, and went through the 90 days. Anything with the government takes 90 days.
Believe me.
And it did take 90 days. And he called me and he said, well, I have news for you. They have you don't have any privilege to the words Cowboy Radio, but you have the protection for American Cowboy Radio. So I have a realistic, tangible asset, and I believe we're going to take it worldwide. I believe we'll have listeners. I'm in contact with artists out of Ireland, out of England, and they're enjoying my playing their music on my network. So I believe we'll make this thing work.
Well, all right. We're looking forward to it. Ed, I know Jim's going to say we're running out of time. We got to do another song. It'd be un-American if we didn't.
This one isn't even completed yet. I like the smell of burgers cooking in the backyard. I like to shoot bottle rockets on the 4th of July. I like the sound of Sunday morning down in the deep south, where we all get together and sing sweet by and by. I like the sound of 100 hooves thundering for the roses. I like to smell burning rubber at the old brickyard. There's a place out west where the cactus reach up to the sky, and that red rusty water cuts a canyon grand and wide. Rocky Mountain high, eagle on the fly, the smile on George's face carved in stone. To try and change me, there's no use. Settle back and I will give you more proof. I love America, and that's the truth. I love America, that's the truth. And then the fiddle and the steel I like to see the water crashing on the rocks at Big Sur. Then it's jambalaya and a crawfish pie on the old bayou. I like the crack of a bat on the ball in the house that Ruth built. And smell that salt water breeze from the Gulf of Mexico. Everybody now, Rocky Mountain High, eagle on the fly, the smile on George's face carved in stone. To try and change me, there's no use. Sit on back and I will give you more proof. I love America, and that's the truth. I love America, that's the truth. Yeah, God bless America, and that's the truth.
Lyrics and Legends in the studio with Ed Montana, Ben Parks. We got to get to the Department of Shameless Plugs. AmericanCowboyRadio.com. Ben, tell us your vision for the radio station and anything else. This is your moment.
My moment out here. Well, as the sound wrangler and the originator founder of American Cowboy Radio, our vision is to preserve and promote the authentic American cowboy way of life through its music, poetry, and stories, on air and online, in a clean, family-friendly format, the cowboy way. I've had the opportunity to rub shoulders the organizations that are out there, the who's who of cowboy music. The International Western Music Association, a few weeks ago, I was out at Elko, Nevada for the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering. And we have the upcoming Academy of Western Artists show in Fort Worth. So there's a lot of following for this genre, and our desire is to just keep it out there the cowboy way.
All right, Ed, I want to thank you for coming down to the Legends World Headquarters and sharing the microphone with
us. Always
Ben.
A pleasure to be here. And
love to always have you over here. We need to do this more often. Maybe dig up another friend or so of yours that we can get on.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we'll get Mr. Jimmy Fortune to drop in and visit with us. Sir.
Love to talk to Jimmy. Ben, thanks for coming down. We're just flat out of time. We appreciate you guys.
Hey, you bet. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for keeping the real music alive.
Look forward to talking to you guys again really soon. Listen to AmericanCowboyRadio.com.
Thank you.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with Gary Ware. Join us next time on the Legends Radio Network.